أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained by taking qasams that the reality of the day of Qiyamah is one fact, and it stands out very outstandingly. And then Allah Ta'ala explained various other aspects, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, by which man can easily see that Qiyamah is a reality and it will definitely come. Then historically also Allah Ta'ala proved it for mankind by mentioning briefly the instance of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Fir'aun and what his result was. Then again Allah referred to his great, great ni'mat, and more than the ni'mat that we enjoy, the real ni'mat is to understand the qudrat and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If man still does not understand after all this, then Allah Ta'ala says the day of Qiyamah will come right in front of him. Then he will have nothing but to accept it, there is absolutely no doubt. And that will be a day, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى, when man will ponder and he will remember all that which he had earned in this world, what he had done. Everything will be present in front of him, and every to the minutest detail, everything will be there. And he will have no way to deny anything whatsoever. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, after that, on the day, on that great terrible day of Qiyamah, then وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى, اور نکال ظاہر کر دیں گے دوزخ کو جو چاہے دیکھے. And Allah Ta'ala will bring Jahannam, and Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Jahannam is so big, so big, but for Allah Ta'ala to move it, and it will be brought in front of all the people. Whoever wants to will be able to see it. All will be able to see Jahannam. But its terrible punishments and its terrible whatever, the flames of the fire of Jahannam, and then the snakes in the fire of Jahannam, are unimaginable, unthinkable things that they are, and everyone will see that. So this will be a reality that will be brought in front of everyone. فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى, so جِسْنَا كِي هُو شَرَارَتْ, and then those people who had transgressed and had done evil and bad acts, those people and the reason for doing this evil deed, because they did not have belief in the day of Qiyamah. They did not have belief in the fire of Jahannam. And وآثر الحياة الدنيا, or بہتر سمجھا ہو دنیا کا جینا, and they preferred the life of this worldly life, of this dunya. They gave preference to this worldly life. There are various aspects of this. A person who had transgressed, and after that he makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala accepts tawbah. Or if he does not make tawbah and Allah wishes to forgive him, Allah will forgive him. But if he did not make tawbah, Allah did not forgive him, then he will have to go into the fire of Jahannam, and then he will have to get cleansed there. That is, if he had iman. And after that only will he be put into Jannah. And a person who transgressed to this extent that he did not even believe in Allah, he did not even believe in the day of Qiyamah, in Jahannam, Jannat, etc. And that person dies without any tawbah, without accepting Islam, and then that person's place is the fire of Jahannam. So giving preference to this dunya's life, there are also various stages. One is that a person just did not believe in the akhirat at all. One is a person believed, but he did not make any preparation for the akhirat. So, and he did not make tawbah, Allah did not forgive him. He will have to go there for a cleansing purpose. And a person who did believe, but yet he gave preference to dunya, wherever, to dunya, to his nafs, instead of giving preference to the commands of Allah, what his desires were, his nafs was, and he did not make tawbah also, neither did Allah forgive him, he will also have to go for a cleansing process. So we have to have this firm yaqeen, and then our actions have to prove that. For those people, no problems they will have at the time of mort also, in the qabr also, on the day of qiyamah also, they will go directly into Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala says finally, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. So dozakh hi hai uska thikana. Then for such people who had given preference to dunya, for them will be the fire of Jahannam, and that is where they will go to. And as explained, that this is for those people, one who gave dunya's preference to such an extent that they never even thought of akhirat, they never believed in akhirat, they did not do anything for that preparation. For them will be eternal gloom and eternal doom in the power, in the fire of Jahannam. However, those who did believe, but they did not prepare, they gave preference to dunya and they died with iman, then these people will be punished for some time if Allah does not forgive them, and then they will go to Jannah. So Allah has given us this opportunity. It's not here for giving preference to dunya and worrying about our income and living a comfortable life, but Allah has given us this life to prepare for the akhirat. Where we have erred and make mistakes, Allah has been so kind that He has left the door of tawbah open. In fact, He has commanded us to make tawbah. And while we have got our breath, we have got the opportunity, a person must make tawbah and repent and prepare for that eternal and everlasting life, and to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam. If it was just that, if a person doesn't get Jannah and he doesn't get Jahannam either, that should have been also still all right. But then too, the sorrow of losing out on Jannah should have been so great. But yeah, the reality is, if a person does not get Jannah, then he goes to Jahannam. And yeah, we can't take the flame of a matchstick. We can't take a little bit, somebody just speaks bad about us, we can't take it. What will be the fire of Jahannam, where there will be great fights amongst the people of Jahannam, continuously they will be fighting with one another, and all difficulties and hardship. So Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for that eternal, everlasting life.